All right. Hey, Joanna. Joanna.
Oh, look, I got stuck and the old lady did not have any patience with me. She's like, is it going to take any longer? How much longer is this going to be? And I'm like, just one moment, man. We're having a storm. Our internet is slow. Like, she had no patience. I got stuck somewhere. Okay. Now, this is what the order looked like. I know because I kept doing something. I know my, I don't see my code. That should be F20. And then the other code under that should be 0466.
Okay.
She's an existing customer. I don't know what I kept hitting, but I kept getting her information. But she wanted item number 5. I don't even know if I put that in there. But it was $37.99. So.
Okay. All right. So let's go ahead and review the order. So what you're going to need to do, you're going to need to hit enter until you're out of your batch.
I'm not saving any of this?
It's already saved, but you can write down the order number because you'll need to get that information. But all you need to do is just enter.
Okay, hold on. The order number is the customer number?
Or no, the order number is
4139 at the bottom.
Yes, that's the order number.
414-4139. Hold on. Let me go over here. Okay, so I need to hit enter and get out of this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Love it. I'm out of it, Andrea.
Okay. All right. You're not out of your batch yet. You gotta keep on hitting enter. 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 Okay. Now you're out of your batch. Okay. Now go number 4. All right, then you're going to enter the order number.
Let me get it. 41439.
Okay, did you already have another order earlier today?
No, this page came up from yesterday. I was trying to pull my bat sheet up and give me a new one.
Okay, yeah, because you'll need to make sure to take that first order out.
Okay. 41439. Okay. So I need to... 41439. Hit enter.
Mhm. All right, hit enter. And then you're gonna do LI. Okay, and then all right, well looking right now we have all the information up at the top, so everything looks fine there. So you're gonna do M. Enter. Okay, and so you have ordered her item number 5 and
okay,
she only
that.
Wanted one of them, right?
Correct.
And she wanted it to be shipped out with the next shipment round?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Does she want any other items?
No.
Okay. And she wanted it to be sent to her, not to anyone else?
Correct.
Okay. Well, everything looks good there, so hit enter.
Okay. I see my source code now.
Mm-hmm.
The F20 info 24.
Yep.
Okay.
It's there. Hit enter. Enter. And then E.
To end.
Anything else seem weird?
So her tax was $10.99. Her total was $48.98.
No, the shipping is $10.99.
Yeah, shipping $10.99.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Total is $48, and then she used the Visa card. I verified the information back. Expiration date is correct. So that was right?
Yeah, that was right.
It's like when I put the code in, the catalog code, the catalog code is F20.
Yeah, you
the
just hit enter when you get there. Mm-hmm.
And enter until it asks me what they want, right?
Pretty much.
And then I get stuck somewhere because I don't be knowing what them alphabets at the bottom mean. Then I only want to put the customer on hold. But if you think I did good, thank you. It just doesn't look good because I don't know what the A stands for, SWCCS. So I'm done. Hit enter on this, or I need to leave this up and put it in my batch.
You're going
to
hit, you can leave that up so you can get it to your batch. But
so
otherwise,
let me do this. Let me show you something. Mm-hmm. Let me show you something really quick. So I'm going to close this out.
Right.
Okay, I'm going to close this out. So I'm going to get a new batch sheet. This will be my batch sheet for today. This is where all my stuff is. So do I go to my folder right here, or do I open the link?
Both of those will work.
Any of them or both?
Yeah, they're the same link. They're going to take you to the same place.
Okay, so I don't do this one because this was yesterday, correct?
Yes, uh-huh.
So I do this one, right? The back sheet?
Yep.
Why didn't it clear?
Because it doesn't set up to clear because, like, it's an actual file.
Okay, so we have to...
So what you're going to need to do, you're going to need to go to File. And then go to Save As. Okay.
Don't I need to take this stuff out of here? This ain't mine. This from yesterday.
Yeah, you can take it out.
Because I don't want to refile it like it's an order.
Mm-hmm.
And so do I put the new information here?
Yes, you put the new information there.
And then I'll save it as today's date. And this will be my file that I work on today. Correct? Mm-hmm. Until I press and suppress.
Yep.
And you say one was the card.
Mm-hmm.
Last name was PATTERSON. Her zip code. Blah, 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 blah. There's so much to do. Blah, 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 blah. Damn, see.
Mm-hmm.
Zip code 28209, phone number. Her phone number ain't going to be here. I got to go here. Hold on. I got to go here, here, here. Then with my second call, that wasn't funny because I was waiting till like later in the day. Oh no! Yes, it was. Well, them yesterday's calls.
Well, you might as today's well Thursday. Go ahead and rip the Band-Aid off, and then it'll get easier from here on out.
Well, if I don't want to file it and it'd be wrong, like you said, I have to try to make sure I catch it. So it's something I'm not understanding. I'm getting stuck in one place, and that's it. When I see that CVXEC something L, I don't know. And I don't understand what it's saying. So I need to go here. Here. Oh, it ain't going to do it. 704-377-2312. And I need to delete. Okay. And then the account number is?
The customer number.
The
Yeah, like you see right above the customer's name.
The 148.
Yep, that's it.
0406. 1480406. 1480406. And the key code is.
The 0466 that you use.
0466. Okay. Mm-hmm. And make that enter. File. Save as. And then I'll put today's date, which is 09/25/2020, and hit save, correct?
Today's the 24th.
Oh, well. 24.
Mm-hmm.
2020, save. And this will be the sheet I work on all day.
Yep, that'll be it.
Okay, so I did make it to the point where I was able to give her the order number, verify the card information, make sure she got the order number. It's kind of crazy. But I'm going to work on it, though. This is my third order now. I took one today and two yesterday. So I guess I'll get to what I'm looking for. And I really appreciate you. Thank you.
So far, so good. Client ain't saying nothing about you. So, we're hoping for good things.
Okay, thank you, Andy. I'll be up there probably this weekend or next week. I'll bring you some pickles, okay?
All right. Thanks, Joanna.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay.